Okay, so I'm sitting in the car. It's 7 degrees Celsius outside. It's July, and I'm on my way to go. We're going to do a training session for the pruning team. So basically, Elgin is, we've got three vineyards there. It's the Riesling, the Sauvignon Blanc, the Pinot Noir, and some Semillon. And the Semillon goes towards Epileptic Inspiration. The Riesling goes to Jan Niemand. It's a small little single vineyard. Then there's another vineyard that goes to Interhofkabuff. And the Pinot Noir, which is one click off. And the Sauvignon Blanc is called JCB. So that's the four vineyards that's on the mountain there. The guy that's helping us, or my viticulturist on that spot, his name is Jaco Engelbrecht. So the team is, it's myself that basically is the, I take the grapes from the stage where it's ripe all the way through to bottle. That's our job at the cellar. And there we are a total of 13 people now working. In the vineyard, there's two guys running it. It's Martinez and Patrick. They're in charge of the three vineyards. And then Jaco is our viticulturist. Basically, he works on a consultancy basis for us, and he does all the sort of planning on exactly what is going to happen when. And then the owner is called André van Wyk. André lives in Cape Town. He's a super dedicated guy, and he loves his vineyards. So he does a lot to make sure that everything is executed, the stuff that Jaco sort of advises us to do. So yeah, we all work together as a team. And so I'm on my way there. We're going to start pruning. And let's quickly just discuss one click off. One click off is something that's been coming a very long time. In 2012, I made that wine the first time. And it's a little Pinot Noir block. It's got three different clones in the block. So each clone is prone to have different characteristics. And the three clones is just there to add a little bit of a sort of more dimensions to the wine, so different layers to the wine. The first year we made the wine, my aim was to make a classic Pinot, and my aim was two clicks off, so I missed the goal completely, and we didn't make a classic Pinot. So the second year we tried again and still didn't work. And what so often happens with our little guys is you often lose a vineyard. And there was a couple of years, I think it was 2 years, that I couldn't buy the grapes anymore. None of the grapes. So I was out for 2 years. And then there was a new owner that took over, and André van Wyk. And I just knew that those vineyards, that was mine. I need to buy those ones. So I kept on bugging him. There was another buyer, so he couldn't sell to me. And then I think another year later, it was in harvest. It was sort of midway in harvest. He phoned me and said, "Listen, Peter, the guys are not going to take the Pinot. I still want it." And I said yes, realizing that the grapes, it's too late in the season, the grapes are going to be overripe, it's not going to make a good wine, but I'm willing to take the risk, spend the money on the grapes, if I can have it every year. So I took the grapes, I made a wine, it was very high in alcohol, not close to being Pinot, still two clicks off. The year after that, we had the same thing. It didn't really work well. So we went through a phase where there was a change of ownership, and then viticulturally, we went through a challenging time. We didn't have enough labor. Things weren't working that well. And then we regrouped about 2 years ago. And I went to the guy and said, "Listen, if I employ a viticulturist that can consult for him." So he was really keen to do the job, but they didn't have the viticultural knowledge to do the right thing at the right moment. So we employed Jaco Engelbrecht from Visual Viticulture, and he started working with us. And we started training the team. André employed two guys, Martinez and Patrick, to full-time work in the vineyard. And then we started just training them and investing into to André and the people in the vineyard. But mainly Jaco did it. And then we started farming properly. We really did. I mean, André spends, if you look at the amount of kilometers that he walks in the vineyard in a year, it's incredible. It's not a marathon. It's it's pretty much 50 marathons you walk into in that vineyard in a year. So then vintage 2020 was the first time I felt that we have a vineyard that looks healthy, that's got the capacity to produce grapes, and we picked on the right moment really great looking grapes, the best we've picked so far, or the best we've picked since 2020, up until 2020. And we made a wine, we bought a really great new barrel for it, and we made two barrels, one 300, one 225. And the 300 was brand new oak, the 225 was is older oak, and so it's got, the wine's got 60% new oak, which is a lot, but you can't taste it in the wine. The Pinot's got this great ability to absorb oak and just make it part of the wine. So we are very happy with it, but in my sort of back of my mind, I feel that even though the wine is absolutely amazing, we can still get it better. That was the first year we got the vineyard right. We can still invest into that vineyard for many years to come. So I felt like, let's call it one click off and leave a bit of room for improvement. The 2021 vintage is in barrel. It's looking great. I'm super excited, and I think we might be able to get it a little bit closer. But let's see, I mean, only time will tell.